We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Amazing story developing here that I find riveting. This amazing young man, and it's sports again, but the dynamic is amazing. This guy, Aaron Epps, basketball coach in Springdale, got fired in essence. When a team says, we're opening up your job for other candidates, that means that he was fired. And that's what happened to Aaron Epps in Springdale. Check this guy out. He had three straight playoff appearances. Three straight. Yep. And the team's first section championship since 1993. 43 total wins. Allegheny Valley School District opened his position. In other words, they fired him. He never had a losing season. It's unbelievable. So why did they fire him? Because he did the right thing. It's the truth, man. It's amazing how a young man can get fired for doing the right thing. And that's just what happened to Aaron Epps. And he's joining me this morning. Aaron, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Would it be safe to say you've been through hell, sir?
Yeah, the last couple of days have definitely been, it's been a roller coaster ride, that's for sure. Just a lot going on, you know. So, yeah, I could say that for sure.
Lay it out for folks who don't know this story. This is Aaron Epps, the former Springdale boys basketball coach. Lay it out for folks how this went down, sir, please.
About two or three months ago, we had a top four team in 2A basketball, and we were told we had a COVID thing going on with some of our kids. We were going into the playoffs, and we had enough kids to play the game. We had like seven or eight kids that could have played, and the school decided that we were going to drop out of the playoffs. And I never heard from the superintendent. He just made this decision. Never heard from him. We had seniors on that team, kids trying to get into college, and they basically took that away. The funny part about that is U.S. Upper St. Clair a week later went with six guys and won in a state playoff game. And so pretty much all I was asking for was the opportunity for the kids that could play to play. With that, after that, you know, we went down. My kids, you know, they wanted to protest. The parents wanted to protest. And really, it wasn't even a protest. We just went down to the building to inquire who made the decision and why. And any time that my kids are going to go protest, I'm going to protest with the kids. I coach for the kids. I've always been about the kids. So I'm always going to support my kids. You can't expect your kids to run through a wall for you, and then you're not going to run through a wall for them. And I just don't live by that. I'm always going to be like that. After the season, I just met with them last week for my evaluation. And they basically said, we want you back. They gave me all fairs. I mean, I've been getting evaluations for 9 years. I've gotten nothing but fours and fives for years. Never once. They gave me a bunch of twos and threes. I think they were just setting me up. So that if they fired me, they could say, you did a bad job this year and all that, when really it was just about the protest. But I got the evaluation. They said, we want you back. So I thought I was back. And then 2 days later, I met with Dr. Grasick, the superintendent, and he said that they couldn't move forward. They couldn't move forward with me because of the protest.
Wait, folks know this. This is actually fascinating. and a testament to the greatness of this coach, because they mean so much in the lives of young folks. Aaron Epps is a Springdale coach, is being told, in essence, you're fired. Your kids walked out, man. Tell our listeners what they did.
Yeah. I missed that part. Yeah, yesterday, it wasn't just my basketball players, which was crazy. It was about 40, 50 kids walked out when they found out that they fired. Which obviously I wasn't happy with them walking out of school at all, but I am appreciative of what those kids, there was cheerleaders, there were baseball players, football. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was humbling, to be honest with you, the support that I got in the community. So, I mean, that's where we're at now. You know, they tried to say that they were going to open the position when they didn't even tell that. We all know that means you're fired.
It does.
But they didn't even tell me that in the meeting. They said we're going to move forward in a different direction. So, you know, we know what that means.
So what you did was you took them on. You said, just let my boys play. Let us fight the good fight. Other teams are playing shorthanded. It happened actually all over the country, quite frankly, Coach. And they said, to heck with you, you're out of here, right? Because you stood up to them.
Yeah, you feel like, you know, you feel like you're used. You know, that program was one of the worst programs in the whip. All you need to know is that a girls basketball coach got that job in one interview. That just tells you nobody wanted. That's how bad the job was. So it just it makes you feel as a coach underappreciated, because they basically use you. Hey, come in, turn this program around, get us going, and then fire me just because of my right protesting and helping out and supporting my kids.
Coach, you're an extraordinary coach, by the way. Before this job, you took the Hemphill girls team to an 81-43 record. So so your track record is astounding. Your record of great character is astounding. Your record with students is astounding. So you were fired because you didn't play along, right?
Yes, I'm not a play-along guy. I'm just not. I'm not going to be a puppet. I stand up for what I believe in. And I always teach my kids that. And the thing is, I've been coaching 9 years. I've never had a parent meeting, ever.
Wow.
I've never had a parent meeting in 9 years. Not one. At both schools, not one. Even Kiski, I went there 1 year, not one. And I put that in the paper because it's the truth. My ADs will tell you at Hemphill. I've never had a parent meeting. I've never been reprimanded from the school. The only time I've ever gotten told something is there was a picture in the paper this year of a kid that didn't have his mask on in the paper.
Right.
That was it. They had nothing. And Springdale had nothing. And they knew that. So they had to say, well, because he protested.
Wow. You know, Coach, are you angry? Are you angry? Are you disappointed? Are you shocked? What are your emotions, sir?
Maury, I'll be honest with you. I'm not angry that they fired me. It's not. I didn't know if I was coming back anyway.
Right.
To be honest, it was like 60-40, and my kids knew that. I made sure I told my kids that. I didn't know if I could ever coach for a school like that. So it wasn't the firing. It was why I was fired, and it was how that affects those kids.
That's right.
That's what I'm mad about. I could care less about it. You know, we coach because we love the game.
That's right.
I'm not mad about getting fired when you get paid $4,000 in 10 months. And I'm driving from Butler 40 minutes. Like, I'm not going crazy. I'm not going crazy, Marty, because they fire me. I'm getting a lot of calls, and I know people are just being supportive, but like, are you okay? Are you going to jump off the – like, I'm fine. Like,
they're not fine. That's the problem. They lose greatness. Coach, can you hang, man?
Yep.
All right, this is a fascinating story. Coach Aaron Epps is a winner. Everywhere he's gone, he's a winner. When you're on the phone with him, you're inspired. He's a leader. He has wisdom, knowledge. He's mature. He wins games. He wins playoff games. So this year, his Springdale team, right when they're into the playoffs, they get four players that test positive for COVID, okay? They quarantine the rest of their players, and they would have had enough players to qualify for the playoff game. School district said no, made them forfeit, pulled the team from the playoffs. The coach, who I have on the line, Aaron Epps, protested to the administration with his players. They fired him. Man, This has the same kind of smell and taste and feel to it that the Casper, Coach Casper situation had in Pine Richland. Coach, why do administrative folks always want to get in coach's business? Why do they want to control you, sir?
Well, Marty, what it is the politics of things. The problem is that people, they need to change how coaches get hired. They need to have an athletic committee. An athletic committee should be the one making decisions. You know, that doesn't mean that if you get an athletic committee that doesn't mean that there won't be any more politics. But, you know, you tell me. When you go in them boosters, you know, when you go in the school board and you're having interviews with them, half them guys are chemists, engineers, half of them never played a sport in their life.
It's true.
And they're making decisions on athletics, you know. So that right there is the biggest problem. One of the reasons that Catholic schools do so well isn't only because they can recruit. It's also because they don't have to deal with a board.
They don't.
So, you know, and that's a big reason why they're good at sports. It's not just because they got players. It's also because they don't have to deal with the crap. You know, they get to just coach. And that's the biggest thing. You see a lot of coaches fighting for their job that have been highly successful. And sadly, it only takes one bad parent that's got connections, you know, and you can be gone. You're basically hired to be fired. You know, I mean, all coaches know that.
Coach, is there an underlying tone to this regarding race, sir? Your race?
I'm not going there. I don't know. I know a lot of my kids, and, you know, 95% of my kids are 98% are white kids.
Yes, yes.
You know, a lot of them, they were the ones that they thought it was race.
Yeah, I heard that.
I don't know, Marty. I don't know at all. I really don't. I don't want to put that on them because that would be unfair.
Yes, sir.
I just do know this, though. Whether I'm black, white, whatever, what I do know that is a little fishy, you know, as far as the color thing is, you know, I'm a black coach in an all-white place that had a lot of power.
Yeah.
They knew that. I had a lot of power by the community. I had a lot of power by the students and for sure the parents. And they knew that. And sometimes when coach has a lot of power, they want to just get rid of them because they're scared that it's going to get that power is going to grow up. And I do believe that. Now, whether I know if that's because of color, I don't know. But it's there's things that make you wonder, you know.
Are you done coaching, man?
I don't know, Marty. I got a kid in seventh grade at Shaler, so I kind of want to watch him play. I don't know. You know, I've been coaching. I know because I'm young. People don't realize I've been coaching 17 years.
Wow.
8 years with my mom, and then this would have been my ninth as a head coach. So the 17 years of coaching, I just don't know. I do love the game, but I'm not willing to miss my son's games for it. And this is a prime example of why.
Yep.
You give your all, and you're unappreciated, and then you miss and you're missing your kids' games for what? You know, I don't know what the future holds.
Hey, my man, we talked yesterday about a couple things I'd like to help you with. Give it some thought and let me know if I can. All right. And we'll talk later. All right.
I got you. Thanks, Marty.
I love you, man. You have great courage, great leadership. You're what's good about sports and what's great about college athletics and high school athletics and elementary athletics. And they've taken that away from you. And we can't let that happen. Thank you, coach.
I got you. Thank you.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.